Well, hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Sister Talk, Tarot Talk. Are you there, sis?
Yes, I'm here, and I'm ready.
Oh, let's see.
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, now I can. I'm sorry. I had a glitch.
Well, I guess to start off with, we'll let everyone know we're going to be offering some free tarot readings today. And if you don't get in today, we'll be back next week at the same time to continue on. So you,
right.
Now, there's many divination methods, and tarot is one of the most popular ones. There's runes, palm readings, pendulums, dowsing, astrology, numerology, reading tea leaves or coffee grounds. There's gazing into crystal balls, mirrors, flames. There's I Ching. Ouija boards is one of the popular ones, but I'm not really into that one. And divination simply assessing the divine guidance that we're able to get access to for answers and spiritual guidance. So if you're ready, sis, we'll take a caller.
I am ready.
Okay. Let's take this one here at the top. Area code 201-864. We're going to, and here you go. Are they in?
Hi.
Hello? Hello?
Area 201, hello, can you hear us?
Hi.
Hello. Hi. What, if you feel like sharing your name, you certainly can, and if you'd rather stay anonymous, that's fine too.
My name is Rose.
Oh, we have two Roses. All right, now, Rose, what is your question?
Well, I just called for like a general reading, whatever you can pick up. How does my summer look? Is there going to be some travel or what?
All righty. Give me just a minute here, and I'll pull a couple of cards.
Thank you.
Okay, Rose. So the first thing I see here is that you have the card called the World. And this card says that you are, or you will be over this summer, in contact with intelligent infinity. So that would be like a connection with source or God or the divine, goddess, whatever it is that you believe in. You will establish a deeper connection for one thing this summer. And let me see what else you have. Okay, so you also have the Eight of Pentacles, and that says, what I see here is that you're going to be working towards something that is important to you, and you're going to be putting some serious time and energy into that thing. You will be gaining important experiences, and these are going to lay the groundwork for something that will be even bigger for you later on. Let me see what your third card is. Okay, and so your third card that came up for you, what I see here is that you will experience a need to connect your thoughts with your feelings. You might be feeling like you need to rush into something, and the message is you might want to just slow down, add heart-centered energy to what you're doing. Don't overthink things. Just let your heart guide you. And looks to me like you're going to have an interesting summer. Thank you for calling.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling. Are you ready for question?
I am ready.
Okay. We're going to take area code 47916.
Was that, I thought that was the same number we just did. Okay. I'm ready.
Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing good, and if you feel comfortable, you can give us your name.
Sure. It's Karen.
Karen. All right, Karen, what is your question today?
My question is in regards to a move.
Okay. And is there something specific you want to know about the move, or just general, how is it going to go, or what
yes,
is it that you're looking
for? How's it going to go?
How's it going to go? Okay, hold on just 1 minute.
Actually, you know what? I'm actually looking for a room, and I just want to know if I'm going to get a room soon, like today.
Okay, a room. You're looking, like, to rent a room, or?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Hold on just a minute. Okay, so here's what I have for you. I could hear the angel cards calling when you were asking your question. And so I have used them. And you have the card release. And what I see here is that it is now time to let go of something or multiple things that no longer serve you and are not actually a part of your purpose here in life.
Okay.
And then the next card is the card of integrity. And what I see here is that if you align your actions, everything that you do, if your behavior matches up with your heart values and what you know in your inner being to be true,
mm-hmm.
Then that will really go well with this move. Just
okay.
Making sure that you're authentic and honest and open, nothing hidden, just very
mm-hmm.
clear. And then the last card I have here is the throat chakra. And so when the throat chakra comes up, that causes me to see that there is a need to speak your truth. Now you have two cards
yeah.
talking about truth, so that's extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
And so when this throat chakra appears, what it's telling you is that your guides, your angels, whatever you call them, they are going to help you speak your truth from a position of love. And so it looks to me like you're not going to have much to worry about. It looks to me like things are covered for you.
You mean in regards to the move?
In regards to you having a place where you have some stability.
Yes. I need a place for that.
Awesome. Well,
very
it looks
true.
To me like that is right on your horizon.
Oh,
that's
excellent.
Awesome.
That's That's good. That's very good. I just need to have a little more faith in that.
Right. Yeah, do. Because you know what? What you believe about the situation is going to have a lot to do with how it turns out. If you
right.
go into something with belief in your heart, this is never going to work out, then that's what you're going to get. But if
right.
you can open your heart and take the adventure of saying, you know what, I am just going to believe this is really going to work out. No matter what I see unfold as the day goes, I know that in the end, this day is going to unfold well for me. I may not know what that looks like.
Right.
We can't decide what that looks like or exactly how it's going to pan out. But we can trust that it is going to work out for our highest good. And if you will hold on to that truth, there's your truth, your two truth cards, hold on to that truth. You know, the universe has you. The universe is embracing you. It loves you. Just release, let go of all that was behind you. Let go of all that no longer serves you. And trust that universe is going to ultimately work this out for your benefit. Then if you have that mindset, you're good to go. You
right.
are good to go.
You're right. You're right. Thank you for that. I just need to be reminded.
It is my pleasure, and you have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for calling.
You as well. Many blessings.
And thank you for calling in. Okay.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Have a blessed day. Okay, are you ready for your next caller, sis?
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, before we jump into that, okay, now go ahead and take that quick. I'm experiencing some technical difficulties on my end. My call keeps dropping, and I'm having trouble hearing. So hopefully I can stay connected here. Okay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm going to take area code 678-71. Are you there?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
If you feel comfortable, you can share your name with us, and if you want to be anonymous, that's fine, too.
That's okay. My name is Gina.
Hi, Gina, and what question do you have today?
My question is, I have been out of work for almost a month now, and I am actually seeking employment. I have had interviews in the past, especially last month, but nothing didn't prevail or anything. So do you see me getting any job offers or landing a job soon?
All right, let me take a look. Alrighty, so here is what I see. The first card that you have is the heart chakra card. So what I see here is that the answer that you're looking for in regards to work, finances, anything to do with career, that sort of thing, the answer that you're looking for is actually already there in your heart. If you put yourself in a posture where you are open to give and receive love, now I'm not talking about romantic love, I'm just talking about love as like love for the human race, love for your fellow man, that sort of thing. If you focus on that, love is the highest vibration that you can come to. And when you're in a high vibration or a high frequency, you're going to attract a job of high vibration, high frequency, and what that looks like is a decent paying job that's going to support your needs and yet at the same time enable you to help others and be a job that you can really enjoy. The next card is emotional sensitivity. And what I see here is that it will really benefit you if you can, when you're feeling emotionally sensitive, if you can be gentle with yourself, honor and respect those feelings that you have, embrace them, just love yourself through whatever it is that you're feeling, that will really benefit you. And then the last card I have is a card called Be Willing to Forgive. And so what I see here is when you're working with the angels or your guide or God or source, universe, whatever it is that your beliefs are drawn to, if you ask them to help you clear your mind, of clutter, be present in the now moment, to really be here and now where your emotions and your mind and your body are all connected and just be in that now moment. As if you're there, it takes you out of fears that come from your past, like fear, okay, I'm not going to get this job either. And it's also going to take you out of anxiety about what's to come. Oh, my God, what am I going to do if I don't get that job? Those two things are not going to benefit you. But if you can come to mindfulness where you are in the present moment, right now is all there is, right now is what's important, then you'll be in a higher vibration, you'll attract better things, and just ask your guide or whatever it is that you believe in to help you get past pains in the past, anxiety for the future, and to just give you a peaceful heart. So if you have that peaceful heart and the high vibrations of love and being in the present moment, that is really going to serve you well as you are asking for and doing the footwork to look for employment. And my personal feeling with this, what I see, is that you're not going to have to wait very long. Because when you have encouraging cards like this, that means something good is right on the horizon. So I would expect you to be getting something that really benefits you here really quick.
Okay. Okay, so, yeah, and I enjoy the reading, and like now I'm just, I've been through a lot this year, and I'm just trying to get the foundation going of my finances, because I'm on my own now, and I was married, and I'm divorced, and I have to support my two kids, and like sometimes I know they say, oh, when a door closed, another one opens. Because when I left my other job, it was a contract job. It just was I was expecting to get the job, but I didn't get the job. And I know it was the universe doing me to get it. And also with the other interview, you know, if it was for me, it would have came to me with no problem. And even though I would like working there, but, you know, if it just didn't serve me, it just didn't serve me. And I come to terms with that. But that was my thing of trying to find something that would, you know, maintain my lifestyle. Not saying I have a glamorous lifestyle, nothing like that. It's just when I have bills to pay and mortgage to pay, you know, making sure everything's afloat, you know, I just want to find something that will keep me maintained in my finances.
I am so glad that you told me the rest of that story, because now I really see how these cards pertain to that, because you have your heart chakra card. When you go through the kind of experiences that you've had lately, it's very important to make sure that you keep your heart open. And that can be a hard thing to do if you're going through a breakup. It also would explain the emotional sensitivity and needing to be gentle with yourself and patient with yourself and be loving with yourself. And willing to forgive is an excellent card anytime there's a rift between two people, because there's always a need for forgiving ourselves and then forgiving the other person that's involved too. And then just trusting that universe has a hold of us and that we are supported, which would flesh out for one thing in a job that would ease your burdens, not add to them. Would flesh out like synchronicities, people coming into your life that just decide to embrace you and be good to you and your children. And I just see really good things for you on the horizon. I love this. And I'm so excited that these are the cards you got, being as that's what you're going through. That's very exciting to me.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And thank you for calling, sweetie. Okay, are you ready for your next caller, Tay?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Take area code 863-289. Are you there?
Okay.
Hello, yes, I'm here. Hi.
Hi. If you feel comfortable and want to give your name, that would be great. If you want to be anonymous, that's fine, too.
My name's Julia.
Hi, Julia. And what question do you have today?
Well, I have two things coming up. The need to find a place to live and a need to find a job.
Okay.
If the cards show anything around either one of those, that would be wonderful.
All right. Let me see what we have. All right, place to live and a job. So, here's what I see. You have the Ascended Masters card. And so, what this card means is you do have spiritual teachers that are watching over you, and they're guiding you through this experience where you're needing to find a place to live and a job to support yourself. And they're on your side to help you find a place to live, a job to work at that will take care of your needs. And so as you're looking for a place to live, as you're applying for a job, please keep in mind and just be open to them and ask your guides or God or goddess or whatever it is that you connect with. Ask them, please help me to find where it is that you want me to be. Please help me to find a job that will take care of my needs, a job that I can enjoy, a place to live that will take stress off of me rather than put more stress on me. And I see here, by your second card, that it's going to be important that you know what it is that you want, because you already have an inner knowing what it is that you feel like is going to benefit you. So keep that in mind. Hold that true north, as it were. Hold that up against where you're going to live and where you're applying for a job. You keep that in mind, your ultimate goal. Keep that in mind as you're looking for those two things. And then you have a card of release. And what I see there is you are going to enter into a new phase, and you're going to enter into a new style and into a new chapter in your life where old things are going to fall away from you. You're going to have new things come in into your path, and these are going to be things that are really going to be helpful to you. They will be things that support you, that help you meet your needs financially, and to put you in good favor with people that you will need to have connections with.
I didn't want to interrupt you, so I didn't know if you were finished. So I didn't want to
start. I'm sorry. I guess I should say, okay, I'm complete.
Okay. Sorry. I was like, I don't want
I apologize.
To you might be, you know, like gathering more thoughts or something.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm so sorry, Julia. No, I'm done. That's what I see there.
That sounds wonderful. It's definitely good to know that, you know, I'm being looked after. And
Yeah, you are. And
you're right about the release. I'm releasing a old relationship and a marriage. So, yeah, that's good.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And new relationships on your horizon. You have some new relationships coming in, not just like romantic relationships, but relationships with people that you're going to be in favor with, and that favor that you have with them is going to benefit you down the road.
Wonderful. Well, it sounds like it's all good, and it's just a matter of, you know, making a plan and taking the steps.
And trusting,
knowing
that the universe has your back, the universe is watching over you, the ascended masters of all things are watching over you and guiding you. So, yeah, you're in good hands.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. And you're leaving me
thank
with
you
a
for
smile.
Calling, Julia.
So thank you so much. And you guys have a great rest
welcome.
Of the week.
You too. Okay. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have time for one more caller. We're going to take area code. Oops. Okay, well, I just done by accident. Okay, I guess that one wasn't meant to be. All right. Okay, well, we're just about out of time now, so...
What about 484? Can we do 484? I think I have enough time to at least do a one card read.
Okay, we have time for one more. We'll take 484949.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, yes,
you're
welcome.
My name is Tonetta. I'm calling from Philadelphia, PA. This is the first time I found your show.
Well, we're glad that you called in.
Yeah.
And so what is your question?
My question is, can you please let me know if Danny is going to be moving into my home, and if so, a time frame of when you see this happening?
All right, let me take a look and see if that comes up. Okay, so here is what I see. I have the card Cut Your Cords. If you have any old attachments that are related to fear and that are coming from a relationship from in your past, it would really benefit you if you can cut cords that would free you from destructive patterns. I have no idea if that has anything to do with this person or not, but that's a card that came up for you, so that is a message for you. And then the next thing that I see is that, do you know what a God box is, where you write down your worries on a paper and you put them in a box and you turn them over to the universe or God or whatever you believe in and let them take care of them? I see that it would really benefit you to do something tangible along those lines that will help you let go of whatever this is that's in your past that they're referring to, that you need freedom from. And so just write those things down, put them in your little God box, and turn it over to the universe. And that's probably all we have time for.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you so much for calling in, and thank you to all of our callers and listeners. And we'll be back again next week at the same time.